STC's EMS Pioneer retires, leaving a legacy of life-saving across the RGV. Mega Doctor News, by Celine Rodriguez. For more than 30 years, South Texas College faculty member Stephen Miller has stood at the heart of emergency medical services, EMS, in the Rio Grande Valley, first as a paramedic, then as an educator and always as a mentor. From answering emergency calls to shaping the next generation of first responders, the 62-year-old now retires, reflecting on a career defined by compassion, responsibility, and thousands of lives forever changed. "It's been a wonderful career that has given me so much more than just professional fulfillment," he shared. "I've had former students save my dad's life after a heart attack, care for my in-laws and co-workers, help my mom when she was sick. This work becomes your life. And I always tell my students, you have to give it everything, because someone's entire world might be depending on you." A Weslaco native, Miller spent much of his early life farming until his late 20s, when he decided to pursue college with hopes of a career in law enforcement. But when his police academy training faced repeated delays, he decided to enroll in an emergency medical technician, EMT, basic course, one that would change his life. It was a short certification course in early 1993, but during that time, STC was formed, he explained. "By the time I advanced to EMT Intermediate, I was officially an STC student. It fills me with pride to say I was here when the EMS program was created. Even as a student, I got to witness history in the making." Having discovered a new calling, Miller went on to earn his paramedic certificate and an associate degree, milestones that not only launched a meaningful career, but also kept him closely tied to the college that helped shape his journey. "I learned how to manage advanced airways, and I actually got to perform one in the field while I was still a student. That experience hooked me. From that moment on, I knew I was going to be a paramedic," he said. The program chair at the time encouraged us to volunteer and help train new students, and I did, for many years. Even while working in the field, I continued mentoring students during their clinicals. He went on to work for a 911 service in McAllen, the city of Brownsville EMS, and eventually in Port Isabel, where he spent his longest tenure, all while continuing to volunteer with the college. In 1997, Miller officially joined STC as a lab assistant, a role that soon evolved into part-time and later full-time faculty. "They told me, you're spending so much time here, we might as well pay you, and that's how it started," he said. "I never thought I'd be a teacher, but to my surprise, I truly enjoyed it. I was part-time faculty at STC and a full-time paramedic until 2004, when my wife said, we're having a baby. You need to choose one. And I chose STC. He eventually stepped away from the EMS field in 2011 due to health challenges and limited mobility, choosing to focus entirely on teaching. With thousands of graduates who have gone on to become first responders and more, Miller has not only witnessed the college grow in size and resources, but has also seen the profession evolve, with many of his former students becoming his peers. "I have students who've gone on to become doctors, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, firefighters, you name it. Some even chose to return as faculty, and now I have the honor of working alongside them," he said. "Watching our EMT basics move on to advanced EMT, then to paramedic and then into nursing or even our bachelor's programs, it's incredible. Seeing them walk across that graduation stage, knowing where they started, it never gets old." Throughout the years, Miller has taught every level of EMS education, from dual credit students to traditional college courses at STC's Star County and Mid-Valley campuses. Now, he's ready to leave the classroom, a profession he's proudly shared with his wife, a registered nurse, who has spent the past 15 years teaching alongside him in STC's vocational nursing program. Together, they've made the college a second home. "Truthfully, if it weren't for my health, I would never leave. The decision to retire wasn't really mine, it was made for me by the limitations of my body," he said. "But I leave with a full heart, because watching these students grow and provide optimal care has been one of the proudest and most meaningful achievements of my life." He added that he's incredibly proud of the work STC has done in producing first responders who lead with compassion and prioritize patient care. "We teach them that every patient who opens their door to you, sometimes in the middle of the night, is placing their trust in you to care for someone they love. That's a huge responsibility," he emphasized. "That's why we focus on optimal patient care. It's at the heart of everything we do. And I might be a little biased, but here at STC, we instill that mindset like nowhere else." As he closes this chapter, Miller reflects not only on a career of service, but on the deep roots he's planted at STC and across the RGV, a firm believer in the power of community-driven education and the impact it can have for generations to come. I'm a Valley guy. I was born here, raised here, and one day I'll be laid to rest here. This place is in my blood, he said. I'm incredibly grateful to have been part of this college and everything we bring to the RGV, because what we do here matters. We're changing lives and changing our community.